This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson on the floor of the House following the governor's State of the State address. Least to talk with State Representative Noreen Hammond to get some of her reaction on this. So, Representative Hammond, thanks for your time.
Will, thank you for being here today. It's always great to see some of our local folks. I mentioned earlier that we had some government class students here from the district earlier, and great to have people from home, and I use that term broadly, be here with us. So thank you.
Absolutely. We're very glad to be here for sure. Let me get your reaction to some of what the governor said. I was talking with Senator Weaver earlier, and I noted that most of the applause came from your side of the aisle, with the noted exception at first of the governor suggesting he would submit a balanced budget.
Yeah, I thought that was it was interesting, and I thought the governor and, frankly, the whole chamber handled that with a little bit of levity, and I'm encouraged, certainly, and look forward. In 2 weeks, we will hear from the governor again on his State of the Budget address, and I'm really interested to hear what he has to say in that respect. But again, you know, I caution the listeners that that kind of lays a groundwork, if you will, for us as legislators to begin our work to actually do the actual budget.
What are the odds of a balanced budget actually passing out of this body?
Well, you know, I always try to remain positive, and I think that it is certainly doable. We have to be very careful that, you know, with the budget that was passed last year, we did $2.5 billion worth of cuts. We haven't got a lot of places where we can make some more of those, but we can perhaps identify some. I'm not interested in any more cuts, certainly to higher education. K-12, we are in a funding formula that's going to require even more money. So we have to really put the pencil to the paper here.
Speaking of education funding, both chambers today overrode the governor's mandatory veto of Senate Bill 444, which should get more money to local school districts. Talk a little bit about that and what happened and what needs to happen with that.
Well, and I was a no vote on that because as we began to get more and more details on that trailer bill, if you will, that was supposedly the agreed trailer bill, it's my understanding that it gives another $45 million to the Chicago public school systems. Well, that money's got to come from somewhere. And, you know, there's all kinds of numbers out there, and I don't think that any of the numbers we have seen thus far will be the final numbers. But when I look at some of the charts, I can see where that money's coming from in my district. And I couldn't go along with that.
On the other hand, though, more money for schools is more money for schools, right?
Well, and that's true, Will, but, you know, more money for schools is more money for schools, and many of our superintendents are very glad that we have this new funding formula, but I don't want to start out with a flawed funding formula from the very beginning that shifts money off in to the Chicago area that otherwise would have been coming to our rural schools.
What should then happen to at least the Chicago Public Schools portion of that?
Well, I think that the Chicago Public Schools have some real challenges ahead of them and accountability for their money and how they actually spend it. You know, we're very generous with the block grants that we give to Chicago. They don't have to account for that money, but that same money that's going to our schools, they have to account for it. So we can't have two different playing fields there.
The governor talked a bit about job creation today, although I think a lot of it seemed to focus on a certain city to our north and east here. But is enough being done to maybe spread the wealth around, if you will, or maybe try to get more jobs coming to this part of the state?
Well, I think he did focus, and I was very glad to hear him talk about agriculture, which is, you understand, is the number one industry in the state of Illinois. And it's not just our farmers, but it's all businesses and entities that are involved in agriculture, and those are jobs that certainly do affect our areas. And you know, how John Deere and Caterpillar go, so goes the agriculture industry across the United States. So I think that that is one focus for us. But, you know, if we are able to come to some agreements on our workers' compensation rates, that affects every area of the state. So that is certainly one particular area. If we're looking at some of our regulations that may be onerous to people that are wanting to start a business in any area of the state, again, that's helpful to areas like ours.
Is there anything that you would have liked to have heard the governor today talk about and he did not? Or do you think he hit on everything he needed to hit on?
Well, I think we could always piecemeal, and I wish he'd have talked about this or talked about that. I think he delivered a positive message. He touched on a lot of the areas that certainly are in the news every day, and that is property tax assessments in the state of Illinois, term limits, ethics reform. So he touched on certainly a lot of the areas that are being discussed and bantered about right now.
Property tax reform and term limits he's been talking about since before he got elected, yet it still hasn't happened yet. I guess the question is, what gives?
Well, as you know, the term limits the voters say, yes, they want term limits, but quite frankly, that has to start here in this chamber, in the chamber across the hall, and the voters have said they want it. Now we need to put that question to the members in these two chambers and have it brought for a vote here and pass it. Now, as far as property taxes, for me, I struggle with the fact that the people that complain the loudest about their property taxes, certainly in the wealthier suburbs, well, they have the ability to lower their property taxes. They don't need us as a General Assembly to do it. So are we going to just paint the whole state with the same paintbrush? Or are those people going to do exactly what they're clamoring they want and go to their city council and go to their mayor and say, we want our property taxes lowered? Those are the people that can do it.
Any other highlights or things that you wanted to touch on, Representative?
No, I'm looking forward, certainly, to the state of the budget address and see what kind of a framework the governor lays out for that and where we go forward from that.
Sounds like we'll be talking again in a couple of weeks then.
Well, thank you, Will. Appreciate you being here.
Thank you very much. State Representative Noreen Hammond on Galesburg's Evening News. More coming up on WGIL.